I could eat that girl for lunch. Yeah, she dances on my tongue. Tastes like she might be the one. And I could never get enough. I could buy her so much stuff. It's a craving, not a crush. Call me when you're there. I said I bought you something rare, and I left it under Claire. So now she's coming up the stairs. So I'm pulling up the chair, and I'm pulling up my hair. Baby, I think you are made for me.
If you're hearing this, that means I am already dead. Oh shit, that's the wrong script. Damn it. Hey guys, welcome to the Drowning Fish podcast. Sorry about that. I gotta turn the page there. One of those days, man, just, you know, when you sit down, you write, and you're like, bro, what am I doing? You really come to the realization that there's more things you could be doing that are better. and more like, I don't know, gonna projectile you into the future instead of just sitting here doing some nutty shit, bro. But whatever, you know what I'm talking about. We just gotta keep it going. Dude, the other day I was sitting on the couch and I was sitting on the couch watching TV and I was mouth breathing because I do that sometimes. And my wife was like, hey, bro, did you eat, she didn't say, hey, bro. She was like, hey, did you eat cheese? And I was like, because we have these little cheese snacks, Tillamook cheese. By the way, it's delicious. And she was like, did you eat cheese? I was like, no. And I started fucking laughing because I was like, my breath stinks, bro. Like, I knew it because about an hour earlier, I remember, like, smelling my own breath and being like, damn, that shit stank, bro. Like, I gotta go brush my teeth. But I didn't, right? It's because I'm lazy. And yeah, she was like, hey, man, you got cheesy breath. But it was just funny because I started laughing because I knew. I was like, yeah, my breath stinks. And I told her that and she started laughing. And it's just little things like that, man. It just gives me another day, you know, another day to not go crazy on my family. No, I'm kidding. I would never do that. Or would I? No, I would never do that. I love my family, dude. Being a dad's pretty dope. Been going dad mode for some time now, and I'm going to be honest, man. I can't help it. I can't help to just be blunt, getting straight to the point or cutting the shit. No time for bullshit. And I feel like I got that not when I saw my son, but when I was like spending more time with him. You know, you got to really cut the shit, man. Like, there's no, nothing really in your life that tells you, you got to cut the shit more than having a kid. You know, it's kind of like a punch in the face. It's been great. You know, the other day I got pulled over by a police officer. And he asked me if I had anything illegal in my car. And to be honest, I did. I had two petite Asian women in my trunk. But I was running late because I had to go get my coffee and they were about to close. So I lied. And I told the officer I don't. You know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I had my ID, registration, and proof of insurance ready. And handed it to him. God damn, what do I sound like a narrator, dude? What the fuck? I want to kill myself. He smirked and he took my paperwork. I still sound like a narrator. Dude, I can't do this podcast, dude. I can't take it serious, man. It's really hard, dude. It's really, really hard. Yeah, I'm not going to read that. That's really fucking stupid. Jesus Christ. Why am I reading like the book? Dude, that's so weird. I've never experienced that, I don't think. Weird. What'd you do if you just heard like a gunshot and it was just like 30 minutes worth of silence, and then you hear like my wife screaming in the background? But yeah, I've been wearing these really nice orange polo swimming trunks I got at Goodwill for like $5, and they look great on me because I'm a brown man, and orange looks amazing on me, especially in the summer. that make my legs look great and that make me feel a little bit slutty. But I really don't care. They're a little high, but most of my shorts are. They make me feel like one of those classroom sluts that used to wear those tiny shorts to get aroused out of those teenage boys. And I'm basically doing the same. I hear Kevin Spacey is coming back. Some of the podcasts I listen to, I think Lex Friedman had him on. I like Kevin Spacey. You know, I don't know entirely the whole case or whatever, but, you know, if I was 13 at a party with Kevin Spacey, I might just suck his dick. I don't know, dude. It's Kevin Spacey. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't think it really happened, or he wouldn't be on these podcasts. I don't think people would be promoting him as much. Or not even promoting him, but letting him tell his side of the story. I don't know. It's weird, man, how people feel about pedophiles. Obviously, it's horrible, pedophilia. And there's only two people who I would really kill, and I wouldn't mind going to prison for life. And I think any man feels like this, probably rapist and child molesters. So yeah, dude, I don't know, you know, do people would, like, I don't even know his whole case, you know, I haven't really read into it, so I really can't judge Kevin Spacey, but I do like Kevin Spacey as an actor. I think he's tremendous. I think he has a lot of talent. I think he was abused in, as a child, you know. It sucks, man, whatever. what else do I got? Pride Month is here again. I don't understand why Pride Month is so long. It should be shorter. It should be narrowed down to one day, because every time I've slept with a gay man, he never lasted. That was gay. Man, you got to really check in on your homies. I got a buddy. We're just going to call him Gary. He's super depressed. He's down all the time. He talks about how his life sucks and he can't catch a break. And he finally snapped one day and he told me he was thinking about suicide almost every other day. So I started to check in on him, you know, every 6 months or so, just, or every 3 months or so, just check in on and be like, hey, dude, you doing okay? Is everything, how's everything going, you know? And he was doing really well. And then one day, I noticed he started posting more on Facebook Market, like a lot of his belongings and shit. kind of lost my post here. Oh my god, this was fucking horrible too, dude. I'm not reading that shit, dude. Jesus, fuck. What is this? What is this, for real? Jesus. Oh my god, dude. Juneteenth was here. It is so fucking... It was funny because I had braids in Juneteenth, and I didn't plan it for Juneteenth. It's not like I had to go to a barbecue or something, but I did get invited to one. And I wasn't going to go, but I did go. And it was lit, man. It was fucking awesome, dude. I fucking loved being there. It was a dope-ass party. I was there, and they were playing Larry June on the JBL. They had that shit jumping. And I knew I was at the right place, because when I hit the parking lot, there was nothing but, like, Cadillacs on some Vogues and, you know, white walls. And you could just, as soon as you got out of the car, you could smell the weed in the air, man. You could smell that shit. And I knew I was in the right place. I knew that when I heard massive, obese laughter in the backyard, that I was in good hands. Man, they got the best barbecue, man. I tell you what, bro. And I really loved it. I really enjoyed it. I love the African-American community, you know. Black people are awesome, dude. I feel like me and black people, like, we get along well every single time. I've never actually have gotten into some altercations with some black people, but it's racist to not get in altercations with black people, I think, you know. I feel like a lot of people are scared. They're like, you know what, like, I'd rather not say nothing, man, because I don't want this to become an altercation. And I'm the opposite way, man. Like, if I see something, or even if I'm in the wrong, if you let me know, I'm going to fucking accept it. And I think black people are like that, vice versa as well. You know, like, you don't check somebody for no fucking reason. You're going to let them know if there's an actual problem. You know, I think people respect that in general. I think that if there was a problem that you would want to be told instead of tiptoeing about the fucking problem and it not being fixed, you know, not coming up with a solution is crazy to me. But yeah, that was weird. That was a weird little tangent. Jesus, man. Yeah, I don't know, dude. We're paying a subscription to stay afloat. And, you know, whenever you think about, like, not even education, but we'll get to that in a minute, hopefully. When you think about, like, entertainment, you know, it's kind of weird who's at the top and who's, like, not getting attention, I think. I mean, I don't think that I'm somebody that should get attention. Definitely not, bro. I think, like, this shit's crazy. I think it's insane. I've said it before and I always say it. Like, you're listening to this crazy fucking dude just fucking write or, like, say the shit he wrote down. And it's progressively getting worse, I feel like. I feel like it's not even getting better. And that's fine. Because it's all right. It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. And not caring about it as much really is kind of like basically like I'm pretty self-aware, you know, like I don't think that this is something that I'll ever get money from. And that's fine. I don't give a shit about that. I do it because it's fun. And when I do it, when I sit here and I fucking say some crazy shit, it's like, whatever, dude, you know. Whatever. All right, I'm going to attempt to read this, but no promises. Jesus. This is horrible, too. I mean, when I wrote this, I was really just nodding off the fucking air duster and some ketamine a little bit. Air duster really helps, man. Like, it really just, you sit here and you fucking huff that shit up and you feel a certain way, you know? You just feel like the world's not on your fucking throat for a second, you know? And everyone keeps asking me how much weight I've lost recently. You know, they ask me, like, what's your diet plan? What's your workout structure? Let me tell you this, man. I'm currently eating a bucket of nugget from Wendy's. And it's 50 nugs for $10, riddled with microplastics, bro. Like, this shit is, like, 95% microplastics, I'm pretty sure. Like, Wendy's nuggets, bro, $10 fucking dollars for 50 nuggets, dude. What the fuck is that, G? Like, bro, 50 chicken nuggets. Do the math, bro. That's, like, let me do the fucking math, dude. I don't even know what the math is on that shit, bro. I didn't do the math before this. I didn't even think about doing the math, but... All right, so that's $10. Okay, so I don't fucking even know how to do the math. I don't even know what math I'm doing, bro. What, I'm so fucking stupid. Whatever, bro. Like, somebody out there with financial wisdom, holler at me, bro. I need you to look at my taxes. I think I fucked up, bro. The IRS keeps knocking on my fucking front door, bro, and I don't know what to do. Like, I haven't left my house, bro, because it just parked there. And I'm running out of groceries, man. And I really fucking need help, man. Like, bad. Yeah, anyways, I'm lying, dude. I'm not eating 50 fucking nuggets, dude. Like, I'm on Ozempic. And the proof is in the pudding, you know. I shoot Ozempic left and right into my stomach. I got track marks running up my shit. I lost, like, 50 pounds shooting it right into my system. I shot it in my dick once, bro, and, like... now I'm trans, so whatever. I got so addicted to losing weight, I had to start buying from people off the street. And, I know that's some sketchy shit, man, but whatever, you know, I had to get an Uber the other day to go to, get my Ozempic plug because I can no longer get it prescribed via my doctor because I have, overridden the amounts, per month or per year or whatever. I don't fucking know, dude. Anyhow, I got an Ozempic plug and, he's out in the boonies. So I go out there and, First time going out there, no AC, no couch, just a couple of lawn chairs. And one fucking has dirty laundry and shit, fucking beer bottles on it. And he's chilling in the other one. He's like, hey, man, like, just have a seat. Like, move my shit over there. Like, whatever, you know, like, just tilt the fucking lawn chair and move all my shit on the ground. And I've been in situations like this before, honestly, where you just walk into a room and you can't believe what kind of shit you just walked into. You know, like, have you ever experienced that? Like, ask yourself, have you ever been into an establishment where you're there to pay for an experience or something, you know, like a haircut or whatever? This was my experience, you know, went in for a haircut and the fucking place was insane, bro. There's a bed in the workshop. Like, what is going on here, bro? And why do you have 20 fucking small TVs? Like, what? Anyways, man, I'm out here going to my plug's house, bro. And this motherfucker is literally taking whippets and shit in front of me. He's nodding off. I look around. I'm like, hey, man, I got shit I got to take care of, man. Like, he fucking snaps out of his euphoric high and goes up to the kitchen because, of course, I follow because I needed my shit, dog. So he opens up the fucking, he opens up the stove, like the bottom portion of the stove, you know, not the actual oven. He pulls the fucking bottom. I guess I don't know what it is, like storage or whatever. Fucking it keeps your shit warm. I don't fucking know. It's a warmer or whatever. You know, that motherfucker was riddled with pills, bro. And not like pill bottles. I'm talking about just random pills, bro. Like yellow, green, blue, red. He starts clawing at them, dude. He starts clawing at them like they're fucking, I don't know, dude. He reaches to the back and he pulls out two baggies of a white powdery substance. Because I don't know what the fuck I was doing, bro. Like, I'm going to be honest. And I was a little scared. I don't even know, man. I found this guy on fucking Craigslist. So, like, I'm a little jumpy about it, you know. And he kind of has my phone number. And he's been tracking me down, bro. And I need to get away from the city, I think, because he's really looking for me because I just left. I just left, man, because I was so scared, you know. I just, like, walked out. And now he has my phone number and he's calling me every day, leaving me voicemails, telling me how much he needs to sell, because he needs him in his quota or whatever. He keeps sending me pictures. He gets like beat up when he doesn't meet his quota. So he wants me to feel bad for him because he sends me pictures of like his black eyes and stuff and like bloodied nose or whatever, you know? So I don't know, man. I might go back, but I don't think I can. I might, like, dude, one more selfie and I might fucking go, man, because I actually like feel a little bad for him, you know, just a tiny little bit. And I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go back. I'm going to call him. Kevin Spacey. Okay, let me read this one. I believe in second chances. Hell, I believe in third try is a charm. And that's what I told a judge when I got arrested for indecent exposure. One day you wake up and you just forget you don't have pants. You know, I got to check my mail. I got to run my trash. You know, go to the gym or whatever. And I can't believe that I just, you know, keep getting arrested for having an innie. God, that one where I said you gotta check in on your homies was really fucking rough, man. It doesn't even have a good ending. I feel like this might be the one I get to work on a little bit because there's substance there, you know. It's about my buddy who starts selling his shit on Facebook Market and I get worried. And I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? And he's like, oh, man, nothing. Just trying to get a few extra dollars, you know, because the economy's pretty bad right now. I need some help. And I'm like, all right, man, you know, just checking in on you. And then, like, a week later, he actually kills himself. Like, I think that's like, he was selling his shit to, I don't, like, why would somebody, and then I got to thinking about, well, why would somebody need money when they're gonna kill themselves, you know, like, that's kind of like, what do you got, bills you got to catch up on? I don't know, man. That was really stupid. I'm probably going to throw that one away now that I said it out loud. Yeah, this one's, I don't know how I feel about this one, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Black slaves were the first political correct people because they would say them's is right because, you know, they them. Anyways, I think I got to work on that a little bit. Them's is right. That should be the title of this podcast, I think. Them's is right, but it's not going to be. I started to think about, because I don't like open carry or whatever, but I do carry a firearm. I think I would say like 80-90% of my life, you know, and I think I always think I'm like, man, like there's always these shootings around, and for a country that has so many people wanting, our Second Amendment or whatever, you know, like nothing's getting done, dude. Like these shooters come out. People would rather pull out their cell phone than pull out a gun and start shooting the motherfucker, dude. Like people would rather video this, get it on action, get it on fucking video for no fucking reason, instead of pulling out your fucking pistol and shooting and fucking disabling this guy, dude. Like for a country that's so obsessed for the Second Amendment, you would think that people would just do the right thing and disable this motherfucker, bro. Like, I don't understand why we still have mass shootings in the United States when most people can carry firearms with them. I think more people should get firearms and train themselves on it. I think they should know how to use a firearm. I think people should just have one on them, dude. Like, people would fucking not tolerate shit as much, but also tolerate shit, you know. Like, listen, man, if there's the last straw of a disagreement is to kill each other, you know, like, and that's pretty radical, I think, for most people. But I don't know, maybe I'm just fucking nuts, dude. Like, maybe I'm just crazy. You would just think, you know, like, people would rather get it on video than fucking do something about it, which is clinically insane. Started thinking about how everything is manipulated. I was thinking about everything, dude. Like, I was thinking about how the internet is definitely manipulated. You know, I think some of the biggest podcasters out there are probably a little embedded, you know. I would have to fucking bet that they have to be. Like, you can't be as big as you need to be and say the things that you really should, or not the things that you should, but the things that you think. And to have a big platform is kind of like, you got to be embedded a little bit, you know, I think. But they only tell you what you want to hear or what you can hear. God, dude, do I sound fucking crazy? Or I don't know, dude, I feel nutty. yeah, dude, everything is fucking nuts, dude, I think. And I don't like looking at one thing. I don't like looking at one thing and accepting it for what it is. You know, I like looking at it with different angles and different lenses and trying to not come up with a, I wouldn't even say a solution, but come up with the synopsis of a problem or the understanding the problem, I think, you know. But not only, like, I don't want to understand it, I kind of want to sleep on it a little bit, you know, because, like, nothing is ever right and nothing is ever wrong, I think. Obviously, you do got your wrongs and your rights, like, your absolute wrongs and your absolute rights, you know, like, these things are forbidden, I think, but there are some crazy shits, dude. Like, you can't, you like, getting arrested for weed is fucking, what are we doing, man? We're living like cavemen out here, dude. Like, there's so much that I think that the common American thinks. I feel like if common America was running, like, we could just log into an app and AI could make this app, dude. Like, I don't really give a fuck, man. I seriously would rather get ruled by robots at this point, bro, because, like, the shit that they're pumping in Biden, bro, I feel like is, like, hook me up, bro. I want to party with Hunter Biden. I've said that before, and I'll say it again, man. Like, if Hunter Biden is listening, bro, I swear, bro, I will party every fucking day for a year straight until one of us collapses. And I tell you what, it's not going to be me. It's not going to be me because Hunter Biden, bro, I'm calling him out, bro. Hunter Biden can't fucking go against me, bro. I'm an undefeated fucking welterweight champion of the world. And I'm telling you something, man. Like, me and Hunter Biden go toe-to-toe, bro, it's going to be a disaster for Hunter Biden, bro. It's going to be a fucking... This fucking two little gun charges he has going on right now, bro. Like, that's going to fucking... That's going to look like a cakewalk when I'm fucking done with him, bro. Because we're going to party, bro. It's going to be Project X and The Hangover. All of them. Times 10. And it'll probably be considered the end of times for civilization. That's how hard we're going to go, man. And it's some people, you know, wars amongst nations will be brought into, you know, they'll be brought into fruition. And it's going to be not good, you know, for civilization, but it'll be a hell of a time, and it'll be on Instagram probably. So hopefully whatever the next generation or whatever can probably be like, hey, like, this is when, you know, this is when they fucking ruined us, you know, this is what happened. Yeah, that was pretty horrible, honestly, dude. I've been thinking about not doing podcasts anymore, but not because I don't like it. It's just kind of a time suck. I'm not going to stop, I don't think, but it is becoming a time suck, and I do think about it often. I'm like, I need to sit down and do a podcast, or I need to sit down and write, you know, and it is time consuming. And I would rather be doing other things, man. It's not like this is everything, you know. I feel like there's more that I need to do. But yeah, it's still fun. It's still fun to get on here and say crazy shit on the air and probably wake up in a slammer because my fucking door doesn't have good hinges or whatever because I live in a duplex. Speaking of living in a duplex, dude, my fucking neighbors, not like my side neighbors or whatever, those are cool people, but the people that live behind me, I'm pretty sure, I'm not entirely sure, and I don't want to create problems if there isn't, but I'm about 99% sure they have a meth lab back there. And I don't live like in a bad, I live like 2 seconds away from downtown. So like, what's going on, bro? Like, what is going on here? You know, there's some crackheads walking around, bro. And I'm a little concerned, bro, because like every time I go outside to walk my dog or something, bro, or to leave, a fucking crackhead's walking by, man. And I'm just like, dude, what is going on, bro? I feel like one of those people, they're like, those illegal immigrants are coming into our country. And I'm like, dude, I fucking can't stand homeless people. I can't stand them. They're not homeless. I think they do have a home. I just think they're cracked out, bro. You know, they're functioning crack addicts. And I'm just like, dude, what's going on here, man? What is, who's your supplier? You know, let me get in touch. We'll put some contraceptives out there on the market so you guys don't reproduce. Put it in the fentanyl, hopefully. There is a conversation going on, hopefully soon, about China. The Drowning Fish headquarters in China are going to team up. And we're going to be talking about the fentanyl epidemic going on in the United States. And it's really not China's fault. We're just not educated or disciplined enough, and it's our fault at the end of the day. But this stuff is highly addictive. Not only is it addictive, but, you know, they get horny on it. You get real horny and you want to just fuck at the bus stop in downtown Denver and reproduce, you know, and reproduce. And I got to take the fucking bus. And I got to fucking step all over your goddamn discharge that you had on the floor because this little fucker's dead. And I'm fucking stepping all over him and I got my new sneakers on. That shit really pisses me off, man. So yeah, we're putting contraceptives in the fentanyl because I'm tired of this shit, dude. You know, I'm tired of this shit, bro. We teamed up with the Plan B people and they're going to do a sponsorship, hopefully. It would be dope to get like a Plan B sponsorship, bro. I would actually promote it because I think there is a right time and not the right time to be a father. I don't think it's ever the right time, you know. I don't think it's ever like, this is the perfect timing, you know. And it's not like I'm young enough or I'm old enough. I'm like great age to be a first-time father. 26 is crazy. I should have had a kid at 15. Like, that's how crazy ham I was going, dude. I was getting in that shit, son. But yeah, dude, I was, you know, I should have been a father younger. And I'm not saying it's about age. It's just about wisdom, you know, and really just trying to fix or just like it's not even like reinvent. It's like a new you, dude. It's like, what is going on here? And you start figuring things out. Kind of nutty, kind of crazy, but it's awesome. Yeah, let me write. Horny quadriplegic. Bro, I'm hitting everybody today, bro. I'm hitting the fucking trainees. I'm hitting the quadriplegics. I'm hitting cyborgs. Well, who else did I get? Gay people, black people. They all got it today, bro. But a quadriplegic, man, I swear to God, bro, if I was a quadriplegic and I got horny, wow, like, how do you fucking, like, how do you bust, bro? Like, I didn't even look into this, but I should have because I was kind of interested. But this is kind of off the wall, just bullshitting right here at the end. Yeah, I was watching this Joe Rogan episode with, I forget the fucking guy's name, but he is a quadriplegic and he was the first Neuralink, you know, he got it implanted in his brain. And I don't know exactly, I didn't listen to the whole podcast, listen to half of it because it was that fucking boring. And I really want to figure out what's going on, but it was really hard to follow along. And it kind of just threw me off, but it was still a good topic, I guess, to talk about because it's funny. Like quadriplegics getting horny, bro. Like you would have to have like a cyborg dick or whatever, bro. Like how, like something that you could just blow, you know, because I act like a man, dude. Like as a man, you just want to see that shit, bro. You just want to see that shit blow, you know, like you just want to fucking feel it. Yeah, man, you want to feel it down your spine. You want to feel it in your fucking pores, feel it in your toes. You can feel your fucking toenails growing. You fucking feel the hair follicles, like just a new hair just coming out. You can hear it. You can feel it. No phone for baby. Yeah, no shit. Like, giving a baby a phone, dude. And this is I see this a lot at work, actually, bro. Like, kids and phones, man, is a disease, dude. And I don't know how I feel about it. This is why I'm thinking about not doing a podcast anymore, dude. I got three fucking screens in front of me, dude. Like, how can I sit here and say, yeah, phones are a disease, bro. I'm on my fucking phone doom scrolling fucking India TikToks, dude. Like, what am I talking about here, dude? Like, give that baby the fucking phone, bro. I'm going to buy him an iPad fucking Max here in a minute, bro. As soon as this is over, I'm going to fucking get one. No, but for like, we're kind of fucked, you know? We doom scroll, and I was doom scrolling on India TikTok. And honestly, man, they have some funny fucking shit, bro. Like, it's hard, dude. Not keep scrolling because this stuff is like insane, man. Like if you get the time, actually just go right now because this isn't fucking worth it, your time or whatever, you know, like just leave now and go look up India TikToks or India Reels on fucking Instagram. And they are so fucking funny, bro. They're so fucking funny. Like, I see these motherfuckers, bro. Like, this dude was doing parkour and he broke his fucking shoulder because he landed on it. And I was like, dude, you don't even have medical care out there, bro. Like, why are you doing parkour? And it kind of made me think, sometimes humans do something so crazy that in the moment it may seem like, yeah, I got this. But at the end of the day, you don't. At the end of the day, it's a tragedy. You know, at the end of the day, it's like a failure. And sometimes we can differentiate how bad this could go versus, oh, this is, you know, 50-50, I feel like, you know, or we can say maybe this is like 70-30. But that right there was like a 0% chance that this kid was going to, like, dude, have you seen those Indians, bro? Like, they don't have shoes, bro. They'll have those fucking Jesus sandals. I'm not even trying to be mean about it. They do. You watch these videos, they have these Jesus sandals on. They're trying to fucking do parkour, bro, and land it, dude. You're going to fucking blow your fucking ACL out. First off, with those fucking leather fucking or whatever coke fucking sandals you got on. And you're just going to blow your fucking... you're going to blow your shit, bro. You're going to blow your fucking kneecaps out. What the fuck, dude? That was so stupid. Yeah. Cheese breath. I talked about that. Pen and paper. Yeah, because I started writing this shit in pen and it was not good. I don't like writing anymore like that. I'd rather type my shit. Because I feel like it's more fluent. But pen and paper, yeah, no one does that shit anymore, bro. No one really writes on paper. Everything's an email. Everything's a, you know, a DM, a tweet, a text. Nobody writes anymore. You know, we even got autocorrect now. We got autocorrect on Microsoft Word because every time I misspell, dude, every time that I have a run on or anytime I miss something, it fucking picks it up. And I don't know how to feel about it because on paper, you can't, you know, on paper, you make the mistakes. And then you have to go back and you have to erase it. Or this is why I would write with a pencil, because I would erase it or write again. Now I just write with I have a really nice pen and I just write on paper. But then I also like typing, you know. I think it's fair to just do all sorts of writing instead of sticking to one, because maybe we're already fucked, actually, now that I think about it, because I use Microsoft Word. And autocorrect is kind of like AI, you know? Like, it, in a sense, it's kind of helping you become better. So maybe we've just integrated technology without us even knowing, you know? Like, a phone is part of... It's a tool, it's a resource if you let it, but it can also become a distraction, I guess, you know? I don't even know where I was going with this, bro. Oh, yeah, no one writes on pen and paper. Yeah, dude, I don't know how I feel about Neuralink. I think that I did at first want to get the chip in my brain. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, oh, dude, I can't wait to get this fucking chip in my brain. Dude, I'm going to be so smart. And then the facts started to come out that it's going to be a medical procedure first for people with medical issues or neurological issues. So obviously I'm not a candidate because I have all my limbs and I think I'm okay in my brain. So I'm not really a candidate there, but at the moment it becomes, you know, public, for the public use. And it's like, yeah, come get the Neuralink 6, you know. Like, it's new and improved, and it's the best chip yet you can get in your brain. Like, you can do everything, you know? Like, you can learn how to fucking do something and not have to pay somebody to do that thing, you know? Like, I feel like in the future, we're not even going to have colleges, you know? Because we're just going to have, like, this chip in our brain that just tells us gives us the schematics of something, you know? Or I don't fucking know, dude. I think it'll be dope. And, yeah, dude. It's just going to be fucking insane. I can't wait. I'm going to put that chip in my brain and I'll let you know how it goes. I like how British people, they're like, sorry. And then they say, like, kind of like a door squeal. Yeah, I think I'm done here, man. I'm going to get off of here. I don't know what else to say. It's 40 minutes. What else has been going on? Not much. What is this? Ooh, the hush money. Yeah, let's talk about that. Okay, so we talked about Ozempic, dad mode, slutty shorts, fentanyl, second chances, where I tell everybody on air that I have an innie. Hush money, you know, the Donald Trump trial. I feel like they're trying to shut him down. I don't know how a lot of people feel about this situation. Obviously, he's a convicted felon now. But so is Hunter Biden, and I would still party with him, you know? So, like, both sides win, bro. Both sides win. I think I would party with Trump any fucking day. He's a little old, man, I feel like. But Hunter Biden, you know, I feel like he could hang. I feel like he could hang with me. Donald Trump could not hang with me, bro. Donald Trump would become the new Biden when if that motherfucker could, like, try to party with me, bro. He would not be okay, man. He would not be all right. Like, he wouldn't be okay. Drunk people. I almost pissed myself. I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but I feel like I should tell it again because I really do love it. There was a couple years ago, I was at the bowling alley with my homie. And we were bowling, and this bowling alley is probably like 30, 40 minutes away, you know, from where I live. So we go there, and then we bowl, have a great time, we get drunk, and then we walk out, and then we look down, our fucking bowling shoes are still on, dude. Like, we were fucking walking out with the bowling shoes, and we look down, we're like, damn, bro, like, where the fuck are our shoes? So we run back in. We get our shoes and we're laughing our asses off, like having a good old fucking time, bro. We're like knocked off, like we're fucked up, dude. Like we shouldn't be driving, but here we go. You know, we're fucking driving and this is in the dead winter time. So I'm fucking freezing my ass off driving back because like you're leaving, bro. You're drunk. Your car hasn't warmed up. You just get in that shit and go, you know. So like the first 20 minutes, man, I'm just riding down the freeway fucking trying to stay in the lanes, trying to focus. And I have to piss like bad, like really fucking bad. And it's a fucking wintertime, dude. Like a piss is 10 times worse in the wintertime holding it in than the summertime. Because in the fucking wintertime, bro, you're just going to piss your pants, man. You're just going to piss your fucking pants. And I thought I was like, I really thought I was going to piss my pants. And I was so fucking cold, man, that I wanted to warm up that I thought that if I pissed my pants, I thought that would be a great idea because then I would be warm. But then I was like, I came to the senses, you know, the realization, and I was like, no way, Eric, you can't fucking do that. Like, if you piss your pants, bro, yeah, you're going to be warm for a second, but then it's going to get cold, you know? You're going to be freezing even worse, dude, than you are now. So, like, thank God I pulled over. But I could have easily pissed my pants. I should have pissed my pants for the bit, but, you know, next time I'll piss my fucking pants. Next time I'll just wrap my car around a tree. How about that? Yeah, I don't, that was probably the last time I drove drunk. And I've only done it twice, I think. I remember the day. It's not like I was just fucking fucked up too far, but I do remember it. Multicolored hair, people with like multicolored hair, like I trust them 100%, but I also feel like I can't respect them because their choices, like You ever, and this is like all humans, do this shit, you know? Because every time I kind of judge somebody, I think about it a little bit. Like, who am I to judge, you know? Or who am I to say I don't respect you because you changed your hair? But the fact of the reality is, it's true, man. If you dye your hair fucking blue or pink or fucking bright red, dude, or these extravagant colors, like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just a purist or like a nudist or whatever these people are called. I like natural hair, you know? I like natural fucking, like, my hair's black, bro. I would never dye my hair. I think that's insane, dude. I think dyeing your hair is insane. So I don't know how I feel about these people, you know? This is just like a personal thing. It's not really like one of those things where, I don't know, dude. I think dyeing your hair is nuts, dude. Like, dyeing your hair blue. You know, if you dye your hair black or brown, whatever, dude. I don't give a shit about that. That's whatever. But if you dye your hair fucking blue, there's like a part of me that's like, you're not taking this serious, dude. Like, and this may be what they're doing, you know? That's maybe their goal, is to be not taking it serious, and maybe they're the happy ones. Ignorance is bliss, I guess. Maybe my ignorance is fucking bliss. Or maybe my ignorance is getting in the way. Eating at a buffet, dude. I remember this time with my buddy David. We went out to eat at Golden Corral. It was a great day, actually, because we were just getting back from Magic Springs. And we had gotten a season pass this year. So we got like one-time passes that we could bring friends and shit, you know. So I brought my friend David one time. And after that, we went out to eat at Golden Corral. And I remember I just wanted a steak so fucking bad, man. But because growing up, I didn't really have steak, you know. I just like had whatever. But I never, and if I did, I did have like meat, you know. I did have cow meat. It was just cooked for me. Like, I never really asked medium rare or like well done or whatever, but I didn't even fucking know. So I'm at Golden Corral and I'm at the fucking steak station trying to get a steak. And I'm sitting there because I don't know what the process is. I don't know how to order a steak. Like, what do I say? I'm a fucking kid, bro. Like, we're just, you know, I don't know. So I chose to listen to the fucking old white fucker in front of me. And he was like, how do you want your steak? And he said rare. And I was like, okay, I'm going to say rare, you know. I'm going to fucking try that out. And so I did. And so I got it. And I fucking took it back to my table. And everyone was looking at me like I was clinically fucking nuts, dude. Like, I was eating raw meat. Like, my friend David was like, yo, what the fuck is that? And I started eating, bro. It was so fucking bad. Like, I don't eat rare steak. I think I eat like medium rare now, but medium rare or medium's pretty fair. I'll eat it fucking anyhow it comes, dude. I never complain about my steak ever. If it's bad, I know the quality of a steak, you know. I don't give a shit. Would I prefer it medium rare? Yeah, absolutely. But if you give me a good quality, well-done steak, I'm still going to eat it, bro, because it's a fucking good quality steak. And I think that's where people go wrong, because I'm a fucking steak fanatic, dude. I eat steak. I eat fucking New York strips. I almost said New York ribs like a fucking piece of shit. New York strips, fucking sirloins, fucking ribeyes, bro. I love it all, man. I love it all. And whenever you cook that shit, bro, you got to be cooking it good. Because you can fuck up on one of those pretty quick. But yeah, good quality meat is way better, you know. We used to knock on neighbors' doors to see if the kids could play outside. That's so true, bro. Like, we would go out and we would knock on my fucking buddy's door and be like, hey, man, can you come outside and play? And he'd ask his dad, you know, he'd be like, no, we can't come out tonight. Sorry. Like, what's keeping you from keeping your fucking kid outside, bro? Like, those times where the kids couldn't come play outside. And I don't know if, oh, yeah. It's probably because I do remember, actually, the neighbors knocking on our door, my dad saying no. It was because we were eating dinner. It was during dinner time. So yeah, I can see it, you know, trying to look from the inside out. That's what I said, man. I'm trying to look from the different perspectives. Different perspectives. I did not sleep with that woman. Yeah, dude. So we know a guy. He had an abortion here recently. And he told me, you know, he was like, "Hey man, I don't have the money for an abortion. You think you could spot me?" And I was like, "Hey dude, you know, I know a little bit about abortions and the payment process and how you can do that. And they actually have Afterpay set up now so that you can pay in 4 different installments, interest free. And I think that that's magical, man. I think that that is awesome, dude. Like, you can go have an abortion and with 4 easy installments, Afterpay, you know, be done with it. Just be done with it. I like to see it." Yeah, we were talking about eating a buffet, man, and you would always see people like in wheelchairs. You would always see people in crutches or people like with a cane or a walker or somebody in an electric little scooter just walk. Like, I almost did it again, you know, almost said walking. Somebody in an electric scooter riding around, bro, like dipping their fucking fingers in the chocolate fountain and shit. Yeah, bro, like, that's not good food, man. Like, that shit is horrible. If you're at the fucking host stand, take a look at these people's fucking ankles, bro. Like, Golden Corral, man, you got that waiting line. Bro, I just went on a fucking tangent about eating at a buffet, and I wasn't even recording, bro. And I'm not going to say it again, dude. I don't even know where I ended. I'm going to get off of here. The buffet one was good. I'll probably say it again later when I get the energy. Yeah, they got fucking the internet, bro. Starlink or whatever it's called. Elon Musk shit. And the Amazon, bro. They got it out there, bro. They got better fucking download and upload than me, bro. I'm so fucking pissed, dude. We're going to start seeing, so like, recently, I've been seeing Instagram reels about Indian people. We're going to start seeing reels about fucking people like, I don't even know, bro. Like, how do they hunt, dude? Like, out there in the Amazon, like, with spears and shit. Like, people getting killed with spears, bro. Like, we're going to start seeing this crazy shit, man. It's crazy because, like, they can violate the community guidelines, but when I fucking violate the community guidelines, I have the FBI at my front door, dude, and it's just getting insane, man, because I'm getting tired of not being able to post content because I'm just fucking banned, and I'm going to stop paying for Instagram verifications because I had it in my head that if I paid, they wouldn't ban me, but now they do. Even worse, I feel like they're monitoring your account for no fucking reason, bro. Because I'll post, like, literally a screenshot of a meme. And it'll say, "We took down your fucking picture." Because, like dude, this one time I reposted a fucking picture of a teddy bear hanging, like, by suicide around its throat. It was, a cuddly one. And fucking, it got taken down, bro, because it was fucking flagged. So they're flagging pictures now, not only like videos and shit, bro. You can get on there and see people die, bro, but you can't post a fucking meme, you know? You can't post something nutty. You can't say kill or shoot or bomb or fucking, you can't say any of that, dude, because it gets flagged every single time. So I don't know. Maybe it's my account, dude. Maybe it's just me, you know, because I feel like, these platforms are just becoming more and more hard to post on because you can't say crazy shit, dude. What if you try to comment something insane, bro, on Amazon, or not fucking Amazon, Jesus Christ. I'm sure they do this on Amazon. They're just trying to look out for themselves, you know. They're not trying to, like, if you got on Instagram on somebody's comments and said, "I'm going to do this and this and this and this," you know, and they don't flag it, and take it down. Because they don't want the accountability on their fucking shoulders, you know. They don't want, like, they don't want the FBI being like, oh, yeah, it was on Instagram for 3 hours and you guys didn't even notice it, you know. They got these algorithms basically picking this shit up and deleting it so that they're not responsible for the shit, you know. But, and I get it, business, but some of it's just nuts, dude. Some of it is, some of it I'm like, okay, I see, like, whatever. And then this one time, I posted a picture of steel wool and captioned it, just got some fire, who wants some? And then put three gas emojis, gas station pump emojis, and it got taken down, bro. So I don't get it, you know? I don't understand. I'm not even serving like that, bro. All right, I'm going to get off of here. It's fucking an hour long, and it's gotten clinically insane at this point. Clinically insane, man. Clinically fucking insane. Yeah, dude, thanks. If you're listening this far, thanks for tuning in, man. Have a great night. Have a great evening. Yeah, dude. Yeah. All right. I'm getting off.